when the Buddha taught this practice of mindfulness and awareness in the body and in the breath, and awareness of thinking and emotions, and awareness even of awareness itself, when he taught this practice to the monks and the nuns and the lay people, then they would go out into the forest to meditate and to practice. And they would meditate long hours, and they would meditate into the night. And as the practice deepened, they stayed out in the forest, out in the wilds, and I think it is like the inner wilds as well, the inner wilds of our mind, the exploration of our mind and our body. So when they came back to the Buddha and they said, it's a scary place out there. It's a scary place in there. And there's tigers and there's lions and there's wild animals in the forest. And we're afraid. Can you help us? And I asked the Buddha for help. And so he offered them a practice. It's called metta practice. And metta is translated into loving kindness. And a loving kindness is one of what's called the divine abodes. And the other three are compassion and altruistic joy and equanimity. And these are the states of mind, the states of being that our mind rests in and are natural when we are not caught, when we are not craving, addicting, wanting, and grasping. And as we talked about earlier, it's a way of replacing that which is unwholesome in the mind with something that is wholesome, the loving kindness practice. And it's practiced with phrases, and I'm going to suggest some phrases and guide you with some phrases, some metta phrases, and you can bring them in, and we don't say them out loud. We say them silently, and I will say them out loud to you, and you can say them with me and repeat them in your mind. And we offer this loving kindness practice to ourselves, and there are times when we offer it to others in the world. And I think today what we'll do is we'll offer this metta, this loving kindness. It's really friendliness. It's like the friendly heart, the friendly mind, a practice of kindness, of offering ourselves kindness. And today I'd like to offer our thinking minds this kindness, bring some kindness to ourselves, because our thinking minds, of course, are none other than ourselves. Those thoughts arise out of us and our conditions. So when we're doing a loving kindness practice, it's really important to be comfortable. So you want to, we just did the Qigong, which was lovely, to really settle into our body. And it's okay to move around a little bit if you want to. Just make sure that you're feeling relaxed and comfortable. and settle into your body. And it can be helpful with metta practice, with loving kindness practice, to let your breath arise naturally and feel your breath and it's helpful for you to bring your attention to your heart center, to see if you can experience your breath in your heart center. It's also completely okay if you don't. So with your eyes gently closed, maybe notice your heart center right there, that point of your breastbone meeting, and breathe into our heart center. We'll start by bringing loving kindness, these phrases of well-wishing, of caring, of kindness to ourselves. And I will say four phrases. These are the classical phrases that the Buddha taught. And often as our loving kindness practice develops, we bring in our own phrases. And also, it's important to remember that when we think a phrase of loving kindness, the exact opposite may come up in our minds, in our thinking minds as well. With our intention on our breath, in our heart center, may I be safe and protected. May I have safety and protection. See if you can spread that safety from your heart into your body. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be happy and peaceful. Sometimes that happiness and peace may infuse us. Other times we may feel the opposite. May I be healthy and strong. May my mind and body be healthy and strong. May I live with ease and well-being in my heart. May my mind and my heart live with ease and well-being. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I know that I am safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May my mind and my body be happy and peaceful. May as much as possible, may my mind and my body be healthy and strong. As much as possible, may my body and mind be healthy and strong. May I live with ease in my heart. May I live with ease and well-being in my heart. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease in my heart. May I know safety and protection. May my mind and my body be happy and peaceful. As much as is possible, may I be healthy and strong. May I have great ease in my heart. In your mind, you can repeat these metta phrases, these phrases of well-wishing and kindness for yourself. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I have ease in my heart. Sometimes when we do metta practice, we may have thoughts of judgment against ourselves, that we cannot do this practice, that we cannot stay with the phrases. The thinking mind comes in and tells us a story about ourselves, that we're not good enough to receive these well wishes from ourselves. Or we may have thoughts that we don't like this practice, that we would rather sit still, or maybe not sit at all. We can bring loving kindness, caring, and attention to our thinking mind, which is no different than bringing it to ourselves. May I be safe and protected. May my mind feel safe and protected. As much as possible, may my mind have happiness and peace. As much as possible, may my mind have happiness and peace. May I be healthy and strong as much as is possible. May my thoughts have health and strength. May I know great ease in my heart and in my mind. May I know great ease in my heart and in my mind. Our mind can become exhausted by repetitive thinking, the grasping on to, and the pushing away, the wanting and the not wanting, the endless cycle of thinking. Our mind can become exhausted. Trying to feel like enough. Trying to find a home. May I feel safe and protected. May my mind know it is safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May my mind be happy and rest in great peace. As much as is possible, may my mind be healthy and strong. as much as is possible. May my mind and my body be healthy and strong. May I know great ease in my mind and my heart. May I know great ease in my mind and in my heart. Before we end our loving kindness meditation, let's offer our loving kindness to someone else in our group here today. Someone here in the room that we've been sitting and practicing with today. We can extend our kindness and our well-wishing to each other. And when we send it to one person, it will reverberate all the way through to each one of us. We're all here practicing together. We all have the same joys and the same sorrows. And we're all here to learn to wake up. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with great ease in your heart. It's interesting how metta practice, loving kindness practice, can bring up its opposite, and a lot of thoughts of not being able to do it, or not me, I'm not deserving of this, I'm not deserving of this loving kindness. In the practice of loving kindness, there's a system where we offer to ourselves first, and then we offer it to what's called the benefactor, which may be a teacher or someone who has, traditionally someone who has brought us to this practice. And then next we would offer it to a friend. And then after that would be a neutral person, someone we may come in contact to, someone who works at a grocery store, for example. And then after the neutral person, we offer loving kindness to what traditionally called the enemy. We've done all that work before to allow us to open up to that. And then we offer it outwards to everyone. So I'm curious, how was this practice for you today? I don't know if many or some of you have done the loving kindness practice before. And I'd love to hear any thoughts you have about your practice.
I think, like I said earlier, I struggle with meditation, but loving kindness is something I practice daily. This is in my thought process all the time, is to send loving kindness to everybody around me, whether I know them or not, whether they're good or bad, whether we're not comfortable together. This is just something that I do, and it feels good. And I find that the more I do it, have done it, the more that comes back to me. Yes, I feel comfort with other people easier this way. So it's been a joy.
Thank you.
I remember reading about the love of kindness, but I never practiced it, not really. Only with people I like. And the others, not so good. But this is the first time I've been in a day-long meditation, really any kind of meditation. I do Tai Chi, I do Qigong, but that's different. I think that's different to me, because this setting is, God, it feels really good. I like it.
Okay.
It's what I need.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I have never done this with a group setting. Mm-hmm. And I have tried to practice it. I'm just a little unknown to it. But it felt, the whole day felt more supportive, because there were more people, so more energy, or just more affirmation somehow. For me, it was more peaceful and more joy. But I did notice that I still have resistance when I think of offering loving kindness to the enemies, or the enemy, and or to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately feel, no, I'm not worthy.
That look?
Some resistance.
Mm-hmm. I think offering to yourself is the hardest thing to do. It's most of us have difficulty with, I think, is loving ourselves. Mm-hmm. We need to do that. Mm-hmm. And we can love others.
Yeah, it's oftentimes the instructions are because people do at times have difficulty offering this well wishing to ourselves, this caring for ourselves, and so often the instructions are that to then go to what's called a benefactor, so somebody who is in your life has given to you in a way, in a healthy, caring way, and supported you. So oftentimes it is to go to the benefactor. Start there. For some people, it's very important to offer metta to themselves. And maybe for a long time in my practice, I did just for myself for a very long time. I needed to have that foundation of caring for myself. And as I said, as we started the practice, the Buddha taught this, he offered this to the monks and nuns as they went out to practice into those scary places. And I always think about that as for myself, as those places in my experience that meditation practice can really bring and allow us to see our whole world and how we fabricate this world and our thinking, this thinking that brings up this me, who me, and it's me in relationship or actually in conflict with the world. When I'm creating and grasping onto this I, this Kathy, it's often that I'm in contention with the world and I feel separate from the world. And as you said, doing this in this group, I think it's so beautiful to be able to come together and remember we're all in this together. And yet I build this world of myself that tells me that I'm different, that I'm separate from everyone else. And I can inhabit, I do, I inhabit this world. And then it can be a scary thing to dismantle that. To dismantle that belief that I am separate from the rest of the world. Because we can certainly put forth a lot of valid scientific discussions that says, of course, you know, I am a separate being. But the love and kindness practice is a protection practice for helping us to see into those dark places of suffering and grasping and wanting. It really offers a protection of, you know, may I be safe. May I be safe and protected. May I have ease in my heart. It's the well-wishing. And as we uncover our hearts, ourself, it becomes more natural and easier to be present with the world as it is and not try to change it based upon my opinion or my needs, to be able to have peace and then to be able to really offer that to the world as well. So it's a powerful practice and it can bring up a lot. It's time for a walking period. And as we go out to our walking, see if you can bring in that spirit of caring, of loving kindness, out onto your walking path to yourself, maybe to the world around you. And people often use the metta phrases when they walk. It can be a little more lively of a walk, actually, to take those steps and offer, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, and may I have ease. You can do that if you'd like, or you can take your breath for a walk and bring your attention to your feet when you walk on the walking path. And Lori will ring a bell when we're ready to come back in and sit. Thank you.